He says that he could pater, he can excuse Klal Yisrael by the din when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a judgment. Like Rashi says, Litan HaKol Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dovash Yiftru Kula Medina Losad Lovay. He has an excuse for Klal Yisrael Losad Lovay when Hashem has tainis, how come it did Averis? What's the answer to Rashi? Lay Meshen Shikurim. He'll say that Klal Yisrael is like a shikur. V'yein Nisposhen Alavoynim. And they're not responsible for the Averis they're doing. Shenema Zuzak Demora. Hey, again, Yochani lift to us kol elam kulem min adin miyom shechoru beisemitish v'adachshav. From the Churban Abayis until now, and all these generations, he has an excuse for us. Why? Shenema the pasuk says, "Lochein Shimon azoyis aniyo v'shikurois v'loy miyayin." That Klal Yisrael is like an aniyo, poor person, or shikurois, he's like a shikur, like a drunk person, v'loy miyayin. He's not from drinking wine, but pasuk means from the tzaras. From the tzoros we go through, from the tzoros we have from the goyim, it makes us like shikur. And memelo, he holds by tzoros that a shikur is potem in averus. If a shikur doesn't averus, it doesn't get an einish for it. So that's the excuse we have if we do averus not to get an einish, that we're like a shikur. So for the Gemara Meisvei, we have a kasher on this shikur. The loch is someone that's drunk. Mekche mekach. If he sells something, it's sold. Or mimkurei mecher. He buys or he buys and sells something. Whatever he does, the kinyan is chal. Over Aveira Shiesh Bamisa Mamisa Noisai. If it does a chil Shabbos or his boil on erva, he's chayiv misa for it. Malkus Malkinoisai. He does a chet as deserves Malkus, he gets Malkus for it. Klali Shaldav, what's the klal here? Hareyu ki pekeh lachol dvar. He's called like he pekeh like a normal person. Ela shapotim menat fila. The only thing a shikar is a drunken person is potter from davening. So what do you mean you're potter us from everything? We're mechuyiv in all mitzvahs. And for the Gemara, Mayachon Lifter, what did he mean to say he has an excuse to pater us? Dukomar Nami Medin Tfilah. His Mayachon Lifter Dukomar. When he said, what did he mean to say he could find an excuse for us? Medin Tfilah. He means to pater us from davening. That since we're like shikur, we don't have enough, we're torah now, we can't have enough kavona by davening. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Loishonu Elash, Loigila Shechusa Shaloit. When do we say that if he sells or buys, it's chal, and he has the noinish, if he does the avera, if he's drunk, stam a drunken. But if he gets so shikr like Lot was, that's mamish, he's not responsible for what he does then he's potter mikulam. Then he's potter from the mitzvahs, and the avera he does is not called an avera, and the mekach, if he buys or sells something, it's not chal. That's called ein boy das klal, and he has no dinim then. So tomorrow. Omer Rabbi Chanina, kol ha-mafik mogen b'shaz gaiva. If somebody holds, the Bible going down to Rabbi Chanina, mafik means holds himself back. It's called ha-mafik, he holds himself back, Mogen, Rashi learns it means from davening shmonesu, mogen avrom. B'shaz gaiva is b'shaz like he's high. In other words, he's like shikur, is soigrin v'chois min tzoras badoi. They lock up and sign up the tzoras that you come to him and don't give it to him. As b'schus, you don't daven. When you shikur, you will not get tzoros. Shenem, the pasuk Niyev says, "Gavu afika maginam." I held back my gaiva. Esoger choisem tsar. That's why they locked up and sealed up my tzoros. I didn't get the tzoros. So the more my mash from a dayafik lishtu diavurayu. What's the raya from this pasuk telling me now? Gaivu afika means he held back maginam. He held back his davening. B'shashi was gaiva. B'shashi was a little bit shikur. What's the raya? Afik means lishn of holding it back. Tirsiv achai bogdu kamoy nachol kaafikim nacholim yavoru. You see yavoru going away, going past, leave, going over it. That's lishn afikim. Means not doing it. Leaving it behind. So drashi, shayna mafik. Drashi, hamafik mogin, hamavir. Tfilas mogin avroam shayna waimur. In other words, you don't daven b'shas you're a little bit shikir. B'shas gaivo, b'shas shichrus. Ain't a mispalo, b'shashi, a little bit shikur, you don't daven, that's a schus that a soigrin, trashi, a shaloi yavyolov, you won't get sorrows come upon you. That's the way Rabbi Chanina learned, that kol ha-mafik means do not daven. Rabbi Yochanan omar, kol ha-she'enoi mafik itmar. He holds no, he holds by source, the word mafik means to uncover, to say that loud. So therefore he says, kol she'enoi mafik, if you don't say that loud, in other words, if you don't daven, b'shas yashikur, then it's good. So his girsa was kol sheinu mafik gitmer. So the more my mashma the high mafik lishin de gluyu. What's the raya that lashon of mafik means lashon of uncovering to saying it out? Therefore, he's saying if you do not say it out, it's a good thing. That was uncovered, the Moistes tables, to see Afriki means Lashon of Vayiglu, uncovering. So therefore his girsa was, whoever does not uncover the tefillah, in other words, whoever does not daven, it's a schus. So drash sheinu mapik yitma, nay mapik lishtan degluyuhu, vachikoma, kol sheinu megala tefillah b'shash shichrus, if you don't daven, that's a good thing. Then they'll hold back the tzaras from you. So the Gemara, michti, kro mashma bein lamar bein lamar, my benayu. In other words, if sukim both ways, a sarayi both ways, is there any nafkimina which way the two ways we're learning? That Rabbi Chanina said. Or whoever holds back his tefillah, whoever does not daven. And Rabbi Yechonin said, Eloshin, whoever does not uncover it. Is there any nafkamina? So the Gemara, yes. Iker benayin to Rav Sheshes. There's nafkamina between the loch of Rav Sheshes. The Rav Sheshes, Mosa, Shinse, Leshamay. When Rav Sheshes was a little bit shikr, before he davened, he went to take a nap, but he didn't wait until he woke up himself. He told his shamash to wake him up. In other words, he only went to sleep for half an hour. And then he had somebody wake him up. Is that enough? Is that good enough to daven? So Rashi learns. Rashi says, Rabbi Chanina, diyama avurei boy. According to Rabbi Chanina, it says that you're not supposed to daven mishas shikur less than the Rav Sheshes. It's no good. Rav Sheshes is eitzah. The also lespalal ad sheyir meyerlof. You can't daven unless when you go to sleep you wake up by yourself. In other words, you have to have a very good sleep. It's not enough just to take a fasty. You have to have a good sleep. Mashenkein. According to the other man, the Yama Mar is said the Rav Sheshes. If you learn like Rabbi Yochanan, it's just the thought, you should not like uncover your davening, because if you don't daven right away, that's good. Right. Om Rav Chia Barashi Yama Rav. Kol She'ein Daitum Yosheves Olov. If you don't have Yishev Adas, your mind is not at peace, is Al Yispalu. You should not daven. Don't daven Shemon Esrei. Vishum Shenem Adaposik says, Batsar Al Yoyrit. When you have Tzaras, don't paskin. Rashi says this pasuk, "Vadak tiachra mikra ze v'yena b'chol aksuvin." B'shem b'sefer ben siruhu. It's not a pasuk in Nach anywhere. Maybe it's a pasuk in ben siruhu. But I call upon him when you have tzoros, don't daven and don't paskin. Now the ma'aser they said is not magay b'zman azir. This was only b'zman they used to daven with a lot of kavona. Therefore, if something is bothering you, you can't daven with the kavona you should have. You should not daven. But b'zman azir, we don't have that much kavona. And it doesn't make a difference if something's bothering us or not, still we're supposed to daven. But avad and avad, you have to try your best to be mechabin as much as you could. You have to know the pure shamilus and obvious akoponim, and you have to try your best to be mechabin. But even if we're not mechabin, still we daven. Weiter. Rabbi Chanino b'yoyme derosach. A day that he got a little bit angry that day, lematzli. He didn't daven that day. Since he was bothered a little bit that day, he didn't go to daven. Omri said, the Pasuk says, Batsar al Yoyra. When you have a little bit sorrows, don't pass it. Batsar al Yoyra, Ksif. Mar Ukfa, Biyoyma de Shusa, Le Hevi Nofag Le Vedina. Hez Mar Ukfa, the day of Biyoyma de Shusa, means Rashi learns the day that the wind was blowing very strong outside, so it bothered him a little bit. He did not go to Bezin to Paskin then. He did not have a clear das then, and he didn't want to Paskin then. Rashi, Yoyma de Shusa means Ruach the Roimis, the south wind, Menasheves by the Chazokit, blows very strong. So he didn't have a Yishuv Adat, he didn't go to Paskin then. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchot, Hilchasa, Boyi Tzilusa, Ki Yoyma Diyistana. That when you want to learn, Hilchasa is Boyi Tzilusa, Ki Yoyma Diyistana. You have to have a clear day, like the day of Diyistana. Trashi Tzilusa means Das Tzlula. Before you learn, before you pass, you have to have a clear mind. That's when the north wind blows. It's a nice day, a nice light day. It's pleasant for everybody. You see, the north wind is very good. But the day that it's windy, then we don't make the milah. So I call upon him on the, when the north wind is blowing, that's a pleasant day, that's the type of atmosphere, then you should paskin. If you have a clear yishuv adas, then you should paskin. Omer Abaye. I omro li ein korav kutcho leitanoi. His Abaye said, if my mother, some say it's not really his mother, it was a stepmother, because his real mother died as soon as he was born, of the omro Abaye, if my mother told me, korav kutcho, like his mother said, go do me something, go bring me a glass of milk, so leitanoi, Abaye couldn't learn so good. In other words, Rashi leitanoi, Rashi kriva kutcho, afilu tziboy avoydekal, even a small commandment, will be mevatel me for my learning. He couldn't learn the way he used to learn. In other words, Abaye had so much concentration when he was learning that the little bit disturbance, a little bit tzibur to do, stopped him from learning. Now, we're not going into the shala of mitzvahs tzibur aveim as doicha learning or not doicha learning. Just saying the mitzvahs, that any little bit of thing that he had to do stopped him from learning. So he sat down to learn. He made sure he has nothing to do at all, only to learn. Omar Rova, Ikirtsason kino leitanoi. If he got a bite from the lice, from his clothing, he couldn't learn that day. It also bothered him a little bit. He didn't have the yishuv adas, he couldn't learn. Same thing. He learned with so much concentration that any little thing bothered him. If anything that bothered him, he couldn't have that concentration, he couldn't learn so good. So the Gemara, Mar Bre the Ravino of the Leime, his mother made for him Zayin Mone Lezayin Yoimi. She prepared for him 7 different pairs of clothing for the 7 different days of the week. In other words, she wanted to make sure that nothing bothered him, because he could sit and learn peacefully. So she wanted to make sure there was no lice on the Begodim to bite him, so he should be gesteret. She made sure every day he had a nice clean pair of clothing. Omer Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda. Lo Ivro Laila and Lashinsa. Night was created for sleeping. In other words, we'll soon see the Ika learning should be by day, and night was created for sleeping. Omri of Shimon ben Lokish, Shimon says no, just the opposite. Lo Ivro Siura and Lagusa. You should know the moon was only created for learning. Because he's saying at night time it's meant for learning. And we'll soon see later Terra that there's no theory here. Amri lay the Rab Zera. So somebody told to Rab Zera, you're learning, you said a very good shiur today. Mechadadim is very sharp. You said a good sharp shiur today. Omalu, so he answered back to your mom and Ninu. This is the Torah that I learned in the daytime. In the daytime with a clear das, he had a good yeshiva das that day. He learned very good. He was mechadish this today. Yeah. So the Gemara, famous maisa here, Brate de Rav Chizda, Omrole, Brate de Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda's daughter said to him, Loiboy mar mina purta. Tati, how come you don't take a little bit nap? Like Rav Chizda was a big masmid, he used to learn day and night. So his daughter said, take a little bit of a nap, rest a little bit. Oh my Lord, he answered back to her. Yomah lo, he answered back to her. Hashtosi yoima da yoimi the arichi uktini veninum tuva. Soon going to come long and short days, and then I'll sleep long. I'll take a nice long sleep. So Rashi learns pshat. Yoima da arichi yomim shu bekever. The days in my grave, those will be arichi, nice long days. Lishan, I'll be able to sleep very much there in my grave. Uktini lasik b'teruva mitzvahs. There I can't do any teruva mitzvahs, so there I'll sleep in them tuva. Venetian harbor, there I'll sleep a lot. So Rav Chizda answered back, because the money's alive, the avoid you to do teruva mitzvahs, and he used up all his time doing the teruva mitzvahs. Sleep, he'll sleep in the kever, after me, he'll sleep. Right. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Anan poyelev yimom anan. Like a Talmud Chochem is called a workman that works by day. So Miri's Masber, the pshat is like a Talmud Chochem should make up. Today I'm going to learn, let's say a Masechta. I'm going to learn a few Parakim today. So you should do it in the daytime. Like I'm hired to work in the daytime to learn in the daytime. Rav Acher bar Yaakov Yadzev Apora. Rav Acher bar Yaakov used to borrow and pay back. So Rashi says, so Yikavei Eloi Lishanas Kach V'Kach Parakim B'yoyim. He used to set aside, today I'm going to learn 5 Parakim. V'yirogu Lasek B'yoyim. And usually you used to learn the 5 Parakim in the daytime. Someday, one day he was busy making a panosa, making money to live on, and he paid back at night time. In other words, if you can't learn your schum in the daytime, pay it back by night.
So some learn that's the Pshat in the Gemara before also. The Ikur learning should be by daytime and rest at night. But let's say you couldn't learn by daytime, then you should learn at nighttime. So that's a woman, the Yom says, nighttime is created for sleeping. That's if you learn the whole day. And one says, no, the moon was created for learning. That's if you didn't learn in the daytime, you should learn at night. Omer Rabbeleze, when you come home after a journey, don't daven in the first 3 days. As you have to rest in 3 days, then I'll learn with the yom. Mash, we need 3 days to recuperate. And like we said before, there's not a gay bizman is there. Today we don't daven with that much kavona, it doesn't make a difference. But bizman, they used to daven with a lot of kavona. If you couldn't daven well the first 3 days, you don't daven. Abu Dishmuk Yossi Baruch, when he used to come home from the journey, Le Matzli Tlossi Yermi, he didn't daven the first 3 days. Shmuel Le Matzli Bebeisod Yiz Be Shichram. Shmuel didn't daven in a house that had beer, because it smelled and bothered him, he couldn't have a clear mind, he didn't daven there. Rav Papa Le Matzli Bebeisod Yiz Be Harsna. A house that had fish there, bad smell, Rav Papa couldn't daven there, it bothered him. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Kola Mispata Biyenoi, whoever drinks wine and is in a good mood, he's mafayis, like he's peace then. He's a good mood. Is yesh by medas koinik. That's a midah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem, it says by Hashem, v'yorach Hashem is reyach enichoyach. When Hashem smells the karbonis, he puts himself in a good mood. As when he has a nod, he's in a good mood then. Omer Rabbi Chiya, kol ha-masiyashiv b'yein, whoever drinks wine and still has yishav adas, still has his mind there, is yesh by das ayin zekeinim. It's like he has the das of 70 zekeinim. Why? Because yayin nita b'yein oisiyis. Yayin yud yud nun is 70. Is v'soid nitnu be'ayin oisiyis. And soid also, samach vov dalid, is also 70. Is nichnas yayin yotze soid. When you drink wine, wine goes in and soid comes out. That's exactly what this means, I'm not sure. But there's such a madrega though, that if you drink and the wine goes in and makes you in a good mood, when a person is besimcha, then the soid comes out. Omri Abchonin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the drink of wine that makes you happy for another, because the more late he feels bad, he's very bitter, he lost somebody. So that's what Abish created wine, he should drink it and cheer him up, make him feel good. Or the Shalim Sokhul Rishoyim, who are the Rishoyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to pay him back the schar in this world, the schar is they'll drink the wine and enjoy themselves on this world. Give beer like to a lost person. Somebody doesn't have the wine spilling in his house, kamayim, like water, ain't a bechlal brocha. He's not bechlal a brocha. His brocha is that the wine should be spilling in your house. That's why the minig is by havdalah. We like let the wine spill over the kais to get a brocha. Shenem, the pasuk says, "Uberech Hashem lach mecha v'yetzmei mecha." HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless your lechem and your water. Now, there's a hekesh here, ma lechem, just like bread. Shenikach b'kesef of meiser. If you have money of meiser sheni, you take it to Yerushalayim. You're allowed to buy bread with it. It's who adin af mayim. We're talking about this water. Shenikach b'kesef, that you could buy it with kesef meiser, with the money of meiser sheni. Or mind you, what type of water can you buy with the money of meiser sheni? It means yayin. Rikakar alei mayim. So the pasuk calls it water. So what's the pshat?